are competing to be the biggest hoe. Something tripped over. I actually, with my academic research, I tried to look at the moment where things got really crazy. It was around 2015. Because before, if you're a hoe, you weren't like proud.
If you
were a prostitute back in the day, it was something that brought you shame. And you were maybe doing this to make ends meet. Now it's like, no, they are proud of being prostitutes. And something happened in 2015. Slut March was a moment, I would say, when the hoes were like, we're marching and we're proud to be hoes and we're topless. There was also this weird thing where like Kim Kardashian and Emily Ratajkowski like teamed up on Chloe Grace Moretz, who was at the time like a 19-year-old teenager. And Kim did her like weird hoe stuff where she's like, LOL, nothing to wear. And she was like fully naked on Twitter. And this teenage girl, she was like, you know, don't you think that you should tell girls that we can be more? And Kim went at her, and then all the hoes jumped on Kim's side and they just dunked on this teenager. Like, they were in their 30s. Amber Rose jumps in. It was a ho hive going after a teenager, and they were like, no, we're here now. People are competing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Chilling with Juice podcast. I'm your host, Juice, aka the Nonchalant Don, also known as Belly Button Poppy. I'm going with the belly button today. Pause. Welcome back. As you can hear, full house to my left, Alex. By the time you hear this, his birthday has already happened, so we want to wish you now a happy birthday. Be safe, love, live.
Tequila.
Stay blessed.
Wings.
Be grateful. Pussy. Stay in the Lord's light.
Amen.
Wear a condom if Lord's that's what light. You choose to do.
Shoot the club up.
Aim up. Okay. Hey, well, that is want. Totally up to you. Mm-hmm. And I am for you and pro-life. So remember that when something happens 9 months from now.
Delete this fetus.
Across from him, we have Liz Beth. Next to her, we have No Nickname K. How is everyone? Matter of fact, let's give everyone a round of applause because you deserve that. This episode is being recorded later than normal because I fell asleep because Liz got off late. She did not respond to the text quick enough and the nap hit me. Shouts out to the Sandman. shouts out to him. He said, whoo, goddamn. I tell you, I get a babysitter. The Sandman is in town. How is everyone doing on this late evening, this early morning, whenever you decide to listen to our beautiful, blessed voices?
I'll start. I'm great. Took an edible while you were napping.
Awesome. Awesome. I love drugs for all of my friends. We are a drug positive podcast here. Mm-hmm. You do not have to. No one gets
pressured
to do anything. Mm-hmm. You are free to put your hand in the pot, and what you take out is what you take out.
Love that.
No Nickname, yeah. How are you?
I am stupendous.
Stupendous. Stupendous. Would you believe?
Stupendous.
Would you look at that?
Would you look at it?
Stupendous.
Took an edible. Also over here sipping.
What are you sipping? What
is that? Gin and juice.
Screaming.
Gin and juice.
I don't know. I was just trying different wine.
Okay.
It's a 13.9%. Alcohol.
That's high.
For sangria, yes. Yeah. So I'm great. Okay. And I have a mini trip this weekend. So
yeah. Okay, you out of town?
Thugging yeah.
Thugging with your rounds?
Yeah, that's the purpose.
All right. Next to me, of course, pre or afterward birthday boy. How are you feeling, sir?
I'm good, Joe. I'm cool.
A man of very, very few words. Uh-huh. That was quick.
Yeah, yo, I mean, I'm not high. I had a productive ass day, though.
That's always good.
Man,
that's
always good. Did you nap?
No, I didn't.
No, I'm telling you, he's good for soul.
But I did. I did get a manicure and a pedicure, so I felt like,
okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
Take care of your business.
Hold on, man. Take care of yourself. Hey, listen, Kings. Take care of your bodies, man.
Shout out to the men who get manicures.
Let them Asian women rub on you.
And I went to the gym, so I feel good.
Work on yourself.
That's a very productive day.
Yes. What happened? Yes.
She said, "Shout out to manicures, pedicures," and I said, "And the ones who clean under their nails when they wash their hands."
Facts.
Nothing worse than a man that has dirt gunked up under his nails.
Well, okay, is he currently at work when this is under
No.
his nails?
It's one thing if you're working, okay, but if I meet you out and about,
shout out to my blue collar gang.
See your hand,
especially if you eat tacos with them hands. Oh,
is he feeding you the tacos?
Hell no, not with them fingernails.
Listen, I'm not gonna hold you. I'm guilty of eating with dirty hands, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. I am.
I'm gonna get your
I mean,
brush.
It happens every once in a while, but like consistently, you always got dirty hands.
And then you eating tacos with it, so now you just eating shit.
What?
Because it's shit up under your fingernails.
It's not shit. That sounds crazy because it sounds like feces.
You don't know what the fuck it is?
Huh? No, what you mean? I don't see the things that y'all see. I don't see the stuff that y'all see.
You don't notice the things that we see.
No, there we go. Yeah, I don't pay attention to that shit.
Social media, like years back, like all the dirt under your nails is like leftover feces and germs. And
not from like you not being able to wipe, but like money is.
Dirty. Oh no, yeah. Walls. No, so I totally get it. Yeah, yeah. With me working with everything dirty, yeah.
And then you grab a taco. But at happy hour.
I typically don't eat at work.
That's afterward because your nails are so dirty.
No, I wash my hands.
But you get the gunk up from your nails.
Yeah, scrub. You know how the nurses scrub?
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's what you're saying. Like, make sure you do that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
No facts.
But Alex said it happened, so now I'm gonna start looking at Alex's fingers. That's crazy.
Hilarious.
That's crazy. So I told you I don't like knowing shit. I keep telling y'all, I don't like knowing stuff. And here we go again with something that I have to put together and know the shit.
Listen, that's fine. I believe in hygiene.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Juice, Mr. Host, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm feeling wonderful. I'm feeling all right. Feeling happy. Feeling glad. I'm glad that I actually got out of my bed to come and sit with you guys and
gang.
Chat it up. So. Before you get with your random questions, I just want to how y'all feel about what my crush said, Candace. I love Candace Owens now. I'm sorry that I never really hated her. I just never paid attention to her. But now that I'm paying attention to her and the things that she's saying, the clip that was played at the beginning of this about hoes and all these things, a whole hive, if you will. How do you feel about what she said?
I feel like she has some points, and then other stuff I feel like is kind of ignorant because I've watched the whole video. Mm-hmm. Do I remember it right now? Absolutely not.
No, cloud nine, get it.
Yeah. Edible. Yeah, gone.
I love it.
The part about the hoes, I think, is more so people were hoes back then. It just wasn't as accepted or talked about mainstream media. Now everything is more sexualized, so more females don't see the shame or have a problem with being a hoe.
Like a quiet hoe.
There we go.
I like a low-key hoe.
You really just solidified everything she just said.
That's what I'm saying. She had some truth.
She said she had truth.
So, what I'm saying, but everything you said echoed what she said. So that means what you said is there is some truth, but everything you said echoed everything she said. So
no, I mean,
it's not
that,
some truth.
No,
that
no, no. I mean, in that entire clip.
She said because she heard the rest of the interview.
On multiple points.
Okay.
But I'm saying one of the truths she had was talking about that.
Yeah.
Back then versus now.
Yeah, because I think I've said it before. It was like, yo, with the times change or a lot of shit changes. And like back in the day, like shaking ass in a music video was degrading the women. Now girls be twerking for likes and twerk teams and all that shit. And then back
in the day, I twerk for personal enjoyment.
I like the twerk team.
I'm just saying, the twerk used to be a thing to Candace's point about times changed and, you know, wholeness. She did her research and seeing when the whole shit started and the whole apocalypse or whatever. Like, back in the day, only the nastiest of nasty hoes that was sucking dick, or the ones that you had to pay for, they were sucking dick.
Now, openly sucking dick.
Openly.
Because they were all sucking dick.
Now sucking dick is a sport.
Back then,
and a lot of bitches is in the minor leagues.
Back then, it wasn't a sport.
Gold medal Olympics.
A lot of bitches are in the minor league of sucking dick.
God damn.
I'm serious. Listen. Today, if you tell me anything good about how your sexual sescapades are, I need a Yelp.
Yelp?
I need a
crazy.
Yelp. I need a Yelp. I need a testimony.
How would you go about collecting?
I need a testimony. Get somebody.
That's
that
why
you
don't
feel
rag
like
your talents.
Get somebody that you feel like you really took down. I gotta talk to them. Don't waste my time.
You want me to call them, or you want me to give you the number for them?
Oh, well, I'm not gonna call them and ask myself. Oh, okay. You of course invite them into the conversation.
That's no problem. Hey.
Say,
Kay,
I love
calling right now.
Oh shit!
A new nigga, like I don't like talk about like fucking him. But what I love is like the first time we fucking, he was like, damn, Randall, you had it like this.
Yeah. I didn't know you had it like this.
Because what does that do to y'all ego?
Boost it.
Inflate it.
Got it. Me personally, and I believe I'm speaking for Liz, we don't speak on our talents because they speak for themselves.
As they should.
And also, when you have a bomb ass personality and you look good, you don't need to brag on your talents.
This is true. But imagine having those two things and then we get to the third. And it ain't cracking.
That's crazy.
I'm pissed off at this point.
Because at this point, you wasted my time.
You are a waste of a human being. You're a waste of a shell. I'm sorry. I love women.
Human.
But What? Yes.
Okay, I was just clarifying.
If you get, if you find a man and he has two of the top things that you love, but you get to that last part and it's like, fuck, nigga.
Come my on. Top three
lie
is a hierarchy.
Lie to me, yo.
No, my top three is a hierarchy.
A lot of
explain. And it depends on the age.
Explain.
Oh my god, yeah. Women
explain.
Have,
no,
women have cavity. I'm so sick of y'all. I swear. So it's 10 minutes into this vision, it's already. I'm sick
growing
of y'all.
Up, right? Like younger pre-30s me, right?
No, taking it my back top to your three, childhood is crazy.
My top three would have been: he got to be over 6 feet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got to be. That's number one. He got to be over 6 feet. He got to have money. Mm-hmm. And. Probably had to be light-skinned, actually. So, two no, it wasn't. No, he had to be able to make me laugh. That's what it was. Because you could be light-skinned, but if you couldn't make me laugh, then I would just get irritated. Because I have a very small
because
spectrum.
Because you're a waste at that point?
Yeah.
I'm about to say, because
anyway,
if
so
a nigga
over 6 feet,
he ain't going to protect your ass.
Over 6 feet.
That's hate.
Most of them.
That's hate.
Okay, high yellow.
That's hate.
Right.
Over
light-skinned niggas fight, don't they?
And they turn red after they get their ass whooped.
You would know.
Well, everybody gets blue.
I wouldn't. They've been brown, so no respect.
You are light skinned. Oh my god.
He's definitely not light skinned, bro.
I'm not.
He may be. He
no,
may
no,
have
no.
a
according
red.
According to experts,
no, no, no,
he's
no.
high yellow.
You know. You know what? No, we got. We are. We are talking.
Leaning.
We
leaning.
We
leaning.
No, no, we not.
We not leaning.
No, because no,
I thought we were leaning.
Like, you got to remember, yo. We talking to the same woman that said, you know, that we called Liz fat when we told her that she wasn't.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Nigga said you ain't thick, you fat. I was like, okay.
Watching that back, I was like, damn, I'm mad I was on the phone at that time.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Anywho.
But
so,
he's not light-skinned.
Okay.
He may have a red tint.
He knows why I'm calling him light-skinned. This came off of a conversation from earlier this morning.
Here I go knowing shit. All right, go ahead, y'all.
Anywho.
Sick of y'all Negroes.
Anti-who. Light-skinned, over 6 feet, have money. He had to be able to make me laugh. Now, post-30 list.
You just built a nigga.
Well, but no, but on then, that hierarchy was always over 6 feet. Like, if you made me laugh and you was light-skinned, but you was, don't let me be able to see your hairline, clowning you. I don't even be able to see your hairline because I'm mean. I need a tall nigga who I can't see his hairline because if you piss me off, I'm going to be like, man, it's like your right angles ain't right.
So.
Anywho. So
what are we even talking about?
Over 30 Liz. That's what we were getting at.
She was talking about the quality. All right,
over 30 Liz now. You have to be financially secure. So it's no longer just have money. You have to be financially secure. You have to be a father. Because I got a kid that I'm bringing to the table. And you got to have money. Because that's never coming off.
So that dick could be weak.
So financially secure and have money. They feel like, I feel like that's anonymous.
No, because you can be financially secure because you're a fucking bum. Yeah, on one of these episodes about being homeless. Would you rather be a homeless bum and y'all niggas?
Well, that was, yeah. She pulled a U on you.
Yeah, so, no. Financially secure and have money. Because you can have money and not be financially secure because that money isn't really, like, yours. Or you deal drugs.
Or they just don't know how to handle their money.
Yeah, so I want you to be financially secure and have money.
To be a woman.
And make me laugh.
To be a woman. Y'all got it so easy with y'all, like, low requests and shit.
What's your top three?
I don't have one.
Don't question it because you know it's true.
I said nothing.
I don't have a top one, two, or three.
But anyway, but out of those,
don't discriminate.
Number one would be able to make me laugh. Even if you're financially secure and you have money, if you can't make me laugh, then I don't like anything about you but your money. And then eventually, I'm going to want to murder you.
But you know what's crazy? Women don't be funny.
I think I'm funny shit.
Okay.
I'm going to make you laugh.
Women don't be funny, though.
I'm going to make you laugh.
Y'all not funny. Like, y'all definition of, like, funny is, like...
Childish.
Yeah, it's like immature. So y'all really don't
it
makes
sense.
Like we have like jokes. Like we can crack on each other.
All right,
and
go
no
ahead.
One gets offended.
Tell Alex a joke, make him laugh.
I'm not on spot.
Funny
not,
man.
No,
you're so fucking funny.
No, I'm trying. Listen, I'm trying
he's
to get
funny. Kay's laughing. I'm fucking funny.
She's not laughing for the reason you think she's laughing. She laughed for a completely different reason. Alex, what's your random question, please?
Let's get to that. Yeah,
because Lizbeth.
I did nothing today.
Lizbeth Wallen.
Random question number one.
Sure.
Would you rather do three activities with someone you cannot say no to or eat a sandpaper jacket?
One. The first one.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Yep.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So
Three activities with someone I can't say no to?
Yes, and it can be anybody in the
exactly.
world.
Exactly.
What if that little... What?
Got it.
What if he's like, can you cover the activity I want to play?
No.
I want to play surgeon.
He didn't give any other explanation.
I want to play
it
surgeon.
It could be someone of my choosing.
No.
But you didn't say that.
No, see.
You know
he
got a caveat. See,
no, see. Here's the thing.
Well, we need to explain it all.
Here's the thing with the random questions. Y'all like to throw our monkey wrench and shit, and y'all like to think outside the box.
You do it, too.
I know, but I give y'all explanations with shit. And y'all go way left field.
Well,
like,
you need to give the explanation.
Look at the question. Do three things with someone you can't say no to. It could be anybody in the fucking world. You're not choosing them.
Just pay attention to his answer when it's his time. Because he do the same shit.
That's fine.
Because he'll remix it too.
Either way, I'm going to go with that one. That's what I'd rather do. Cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking that one.
Mm-hmm. A sandpaper jacket.
Because if I like the activities, it don't matter who the fuck the person is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. No, they go ask me to do some dumb ass shit like lick his toe. Nope.
It's not an activity. That's a kink.
That's kind of an activity. It's something.
That's not an activity.
Not a full
because
activity.
When I think
it's
of an activity, no, it's right, so some dumb ass shit.
You can't find that.
Go ahead, Alex. Go ahead.
Your least favorite child's mom says, "Hey, I want us to walk down the street holding hands together."
I'm doing it.
He's doing that shit.
I'm doing it. I don't give a fuck. It's a handhold.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, bitch. Want to hold my hand? Got it. Got it. Come on. We can skip, too. Bird is. I'm sorry. I love y'all.
All right.
Liz.
What?
What's your answer?
I mean, a fucking sandpaper jacket.
That's a big. What size jacket?
My size.
It's small, medium, or large.
It's going to be
It's a sandpaper jacket.
It's one from Timu. That shit going to be this fucking big.
Y'all know what sandpaper is, right?
Yes.
I'm well aware.
All right.
Your throat going to be crazy. Oh.
My throat crazy.
Yes, Kay, yes.
But
thank you, Kay, for the effort.
I got the same message as y'all too. I'm gonna do them three activities because ain't
I was
no way
like, I guess
I'm you
gotta walk out
the
shit with Carl's hand in hand. She gonna be like, I want your hand in my back pocket.
Okay,
that's fine. Listen, look,
got it. I'm doing it.
Ain't nobody gonna be mad but her husband.
I'm doing it. I don't give a damn.
Nope.
Random question number two. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, bet. What's a black saying that says, I don't agree, but I ain't gonna argue with you either?
If you like it, I love it.
You got it, brother.
Not black.
Yo, not claiming black for this question.
Oh,
is spot on. She's not black. That's what she said.
Oh, nigga, she's been in Baltimore all her fucking life.
I mean,
she went to
black.
City hospital and everything.
Yo,
she
sis pulled the I know black, I Dominican. That's what she pulled.
I know black, I Dominican.
I'm about to go home. That's what the fuck I'm about to do.
I know black.
All right, so bet. So for the rest of the time, you Dominican. Don't speak no league of English.
Well,
everything Dominican.
She's Cuban. Well, so.
I know black.
Yeah, Cuban.
Nope. Nah.
I know black. I Dominican.
Yeah.
No, papi.
Me, I have no English.
I'm no black.
Yeah.
I'm no black.
Yeah.
No black.
You wait till I get around a bunch of people that speak Spanish.
Oh my God. I know black.
I know black, papi. I know black. I know black. Y'all think I'm lying? I be waiting for opportunities to denounce my blackness.
When we go out tomorrow, you better say it out loud.
Huh?
When we go out tomorrow, you better swear say that shit out loud.
Yo, turn my mic off. I'm going.
I know black. No, papi, I know black. I know black. Y'all think I be waiting for opportunities to denounce my blackness.
Hey,
every chance I get. Every outing, hey, no, me no black.
You missed your opportunity just now.
Me no black.
You missed your
opportunity. Okay, right.
What's your answer, Alex?
He no black.
Anyway, if I were a block, my answer.
Not
my
monkey, not my circus.
Nigga, you got that shit for me.
No, you no black.
I get it.
Fuck you.
Screaming.
I
don't like that one.
I had an ex. Her mom used to always say, not my baby, so I'm not rocking it.
Well,
I like that.
She's always say that, and I never.
You can
got
also
it then.
Say my name ain't Bennett Zion in it.
Yeah,
you got it, bro.
That works too.
I just said that.
You said you got it, bro.
Yeah,
you
got it up. Yeah.
No, I think like when I'm just going, I think my black response is okay, and then the conversation keeps going.
Like or
I think that's just a female response.
I mean, but it might just be, but it's the same thing.
A black female.
Uh huh.
How do you think white females talk? Like. Like, how do white women? I wish I had a white woman to call. How does a white woman say it's not none of my business?
Just like this. Well, Stephanie, you can do what you want, but don't come crying to me when it doesn't work out.
God damn.
True. Yeah, she no black.
She went to a white college, so she know what she's talking about.
What college you went to?
College of Notre Dame, Maryland. Holy shit, funny story. When I went to Notre Dame, it was called College of Notre Dame of Maryland, which the acronym was CONDOM. It's not that anymore. Now it's called NDMU.
That's probably why they changed it.
They probably want to change it because
it went from being a college to being a university. But there's nothing like an all-girls Catholic college that has a social norms clause being called CONDOM. Like, God definitely has a sense of humor.
God has the biggest jokes.
Biggest all the time.
Jokes. It was fucking hilarious.
Sometimes a little hurtful, but guess I deserve it.
I like a funny joke. Like a good wholesome Christian joke.
Go ahead and tell one.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell one.
Alex, I don't know if I'm not a Christian.
Question.
Oh, no, I actually got four of them.
Okay, keep going.
Birthday boy.
Okay, birthday boy. Okay, Poppy.
All right.
Pause.
Actually, I got five because this one is directed just toward the women.
Okay.
You're going to dodge these.
Ladies, what can a man do to talk himself out of some coochie?
To talk himself out of some coochie?
Mm-hmm. Like it'll be on some shit like you ready.
And call me the wrong name. Because immediately.
Like paint the picture. That he calls the wrong name.
Like you talking to a nigga, obviously, like y'all like in the mood, but something on his mind, right? Like his phone went off. It could be my mother. We don't know who it is. But then like he go to say something to you, but that person is on their mind. So it's not like he's doing it on purpose, but like exactly. You don't do it on purpose, but you turn over and you're like, oh to shit. My bad, Kay. And you're like, okay. Don't want to do this.
You gonna feel that mother go, ooh.
And then I'll bring it up because then when he like, oh maybe you should continue on with Tish.
That's hilarious.
Get out.
I think life would be better if y'all didn't bring up so much.
You didn't do what?
Bring up so much.
You called me the wrong name.
Are you don't want to fuck no more?
No, because you called me the wrong name.
All right.
Go fuck that bitch.
That's dumb.
Bye.
Because I'm here.
Bye.
That's really stupid.
Hello. Goodbye. I'll be that day, my dear.
But then it's crazy because you're not completely down the nigga because he made a mistake like that.
So I no, but Alex asked, what can he say that will like.
Girl, give him some Gucci. Give him some Gucci.
The story
you told me earlier that
clearly didn't stop anything.
So okay. She ain't got no list.
So I was about to say I don't think I have a list. That's a problem.
Okay.
I've never been in that situation,
so I don't know.
You said you don't like when they black.
What she said?
I said I don't like when like you're getting in and they be like, oh, you look like ..
What you mean?
Who says what?
Elaborate. Like you resemble a porn star?
No.
Or like a former bitchhead. No,
or some shit like that. Right. Like,
come on, it's a
like, or you remind me of. I think a lot of things guys say.
You
just
remind me of.
It's a compliment.
Yeah.
It's a compliment.
No coochie.
Yeah.
It's a compliment.
Well, then I hope you remember everything about her and go on Lil Usher. Or when they use a line from like a song. That bothers me too. I've had a guy do that before.
I think corny works.
For some women, not for me.
Corny works for every woman.
If a nigga slide up to you, juice, trying to see that Versace on the floor.
What song is that from?
Versace on the floor is a Bruno Mars song.
Oh, see, I wouldn't know. She would have to tell me. I was like, well, where did you say that? Why? Do I look like a Versace nigga? That's what I would ask, right? Okay. So then the conversation would go from there.
What the fuck did I miss?
We were talking about, I said another like turn off, like that when a nigga like uses like a song lyric or just something that like came from somewhere. Like to try to like set the mood, like but in like it's one thing like it's funny, right? Like you're being goofy, and then he look you dead in your eyes and be like,
"You don't like romance."
No, cause my dumb ass would laugh real hard, and then we finna fuck. Cause you are so why are you so stupid?
She don't give a fuck. She don't care.
Nope. Unfortunate.
It's cool, money.
For me.
The nigga stare me dead in my eyes. And I'm trying to see that Versace on the floor and be like,
"You're not,
get out.
Baby." I would laugh in his face and then probably kiss him because you are crazy.
Ask where is that from, and I'll say, "Oh, well, these aren't Versace.
Okay, well, how about
these are Fenty?"
Or what if she says a lyric that you would know? I can't think of one.
I'm like, you think you clever? Droop.
See,
drop it. I don't care.
She gonna walk up to me and be like, "Juice, let me hold you. Let me caress your body.
Please.
Your body whining on me."
I would say yes.
Turn me on.
If you are who you are and I want you to be who you are, and you say that to me, please. Oh my God, I may like fall into. All
right, so
I will melt into.
So, Juice, what is something a girl can say to talk herself out of some penis?
God, there's so many things.
Say or do.
Oh, how come we didn't get the or do? Because a lot of these niggas can do.
I mean,
well, for me,
you know this nigga.
Scratch they balls. I'm done.
No. constantly try to get through the D&D.
For y'all, ladies and gentlemen, for y'all that don't know, I feel like this nigga got the most elite D&D in the world. Like,
I do.
I called this nigga today 4 times, and every time it went to the fucking voicemail, I'm like, yo. Elite. That shit's supposed to go through at the second ring. No, it's supposed to go through. That bitch don't get through at all.
It don't.
He probably got you added to that blocked.
No, I got it.
Y'all know y'all can add people. The screenshot, to not be able to get
the
through.
Screenshot that I sent you guys. Mm-hmm. That's the D&D that gets hit when I hit the street that I live on. I don't have to go to it and touch it. I can hit. I turn on my block, and you can see the little thing come from the top. Personal D&D on.
Yo, that is wild.
That's crazy.
Well,
Steve Jobs, rest in peace.
One thing a girl can say to me that will talk her out of some dick is actually say too damn much. Like, if we chilling and you are talking, just talking and talking and talking, after you done talked me up to come over here and dick you down, and then you want to have, then while I'm over here, I don't mind having a little, you know, we have small talk, chill for a little bit, in probably 30 minutes, whatever, we chilling, talking about some shit. But then when we are on the couch or in the bed, and the entire time you like, no, that's not romance when you're talking about your day at work and what the little nigga at the job did and how fuck this other nigga got on your nerves and all this shit. Like, I came here to fuck you, not fuck talk your about your fucking day.
Fuck your day,
boyfriend
yo.
Experience.
Fuck your day. I'm not your
boyfriend. I'm not here to listen.
I'm here for a little while.
After you done told me that you want me to rearrange your walls and fold you like a pretzel.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm not here to.
Oh, you ready to get to action?
Yeah, like you done talk me up.
I mean, when you
up,
talk like that, yeah, we only talking in person for about 10-15 before we get to what we got to do.
You get my points.
You don't have 10-15.
So when I walk through the door, I give you that hug and we have our small talk, and you see, we talk like da da da, and you see the shirt come off, you see the shoes come off, you know what?
Oh,
type
that's
of
different.
Time
it sounds like stripping.
I start stripping and I get in the bed. Who gets in the bed with their outside clothes on?
Maybe y'all ain't on top of the covers.
Check
you
this out.
I'm couch. Getting under the covers.
Check this out. I had one lady a years past, many, many years ago, right? She was a very, she was a talker, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all day, she hit you. So let's just start at the beginning of the day, 8, 9 a.m. She get the text and boom, boom, y'all having just general conversation, nothing is sexual, nothing at all, right? Somewhere throughout the day, it gets to, hey, well, what you doing later? You should come over. I'm not coming over to watch television. I'm not coming over to eat. I'm coming over to do the one thing that we know that I'm here to do. So, me being a stupid man that I am, I would go over there thinking, all right, we finna get straight to the action. It's dark time outside. When I say it's dark, I don't mean it's just got dark. I'm talking about it's nighttime. It's pitch black. Yeah. All I think is me and you are just up in the world. I'm over here. I've got on my nighttime attire.
That's your Versace.
You saw stuff.
I got on my Crocs, my sweatpants.
You got them in sports mode.
And a hoodie. Okay.
Oh, you got the.
I'm here to
dick
get straight.
Off.
I'm here to straight on. Get to it. No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So cool. Get over there.
Men have outfits like that too.
Well, that's just mine. That's just what I wear. Period. Whether I'm getting dick or going get some heat. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Giving dick. I'm paused. I'm sorry. I messed that up. Giving dick. Thank you for correcting me, sir. I love you for that.
Oh my gosh! I wish y'all could see
Alex.
Face.
No face. No face. Oh, no matter. This is part of the reason why we don't be on camera.
Oh my god.
But listen. I'm over there.
Nah, yo. Fuck
can I tell my story?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Can I finish telling my story?
Yeah, bro, hold up, dog.
You gotta
can
let
I finish?
Finish?
You gotta let me tell my story, yo. Right, I'm
no,
almost
come
done.
Back to it. Go
we
ahead.
30 minutes in. Don't cut me off. I'll end this episode right now. I shut
go
it
ahead,
down.
Go ahead. Hurry up before he start talking again.
So I get over there. And I'm ready to get straight to the shits.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She want to crack a joke. She want to tell me about her day. She want to say, why can't we talk a little bit? What are we talking for? Can any woman answer that?
Yo,
what are we talking
mute my mic,
for?
Please.
What are we talking for?
To get to know you a little bit. See if your mind. We generally need to get worse.
To seem less whorish, maybe?
I know you.
What Candace Owens just say? She's not trying to be a problem.
I don't disrespect. Yeah, I don't care how you're viewed in your mind. Mm-hmm. I'm here for a good time.
Mm-hmm. So if you view yourself
mm-hmm. as that, then why did you even initiate anything with me?
Because I was big and bad over the phone, but now you're here in person. It's like,
and now you want to crack a joke?
Well, I have to. I need to break the ice somehow.
I ain't got no drawers on. The ice is broken.
But I don't know that.
Yes, you do.
Derek told her. He said, baby, I'm coming over with 3 articles of clothing on.
We have a rapport. Mm-hmm. Why are we cracking a joke?
Because I'm awkward in person.
Right. It's awkward.
That don't work for me.
That's so tragic. But in person it's awkward. Like if somebody just like hit the door,
you
like
texting me all day, crazy shit.
Yeah, and then you got to come
I
over.
I finally pull
shy.
Up. Mm-hmm. Play and the you game. Wanna, and you want to talk?
Play the game.
I can understand you may not want to initiate anything.
But that's when, right? That's why you ain't initiate. Why you be like, baby, using all that mouth?
No, I can't.
Got something for you.
I came in the door on horny time. I didn't. I don't. What you mean?
But she was talking, so why you ain't stop her from talking?
My mouth is on hers. What are we doing?
How's she still talking?
She said, oh, well, come on upstairs. So listen.
Oh, so y'all lived separated when you walked upstairs.
I had to because I can't walk backwards.
Right. Okay.
Right?
You should have tried.
I'm not walking backwards. You can picked her up. I'm falling up this bitch stairs. I done hit my head, and now the whole mood is ruined. We get upstairs to the room, and it's like, now she's on the edge of her bed.
Where did you go?
This is your house. I'm ass naked. What are you talking about? I'm butt ass naked at this point. And you sit on the edge of your bed talking about, what the fuck are you doing?
Yo, just like perched.
What are you doing? And that's, you know what? And to be honest with you, that's part of the reason why me and her stopped.
Oh, so you did eventually hit?
Yeah, 30 minutes into a sitcom. Into a fucking episode 3 of a Netflix series. Bitch, what up?
Netflix hit y'all up like, hey, y'all still watching?
Of course we still watching.
Y'all actually were.
Yes, we're still watching because you want to talk.
Yo, no lie, the best thing Netflix could have did was that took that shit away and it's like, don't ask me again.
Well,
let
no.
the shit run
keep,
in the background.
No, keep asking us.
No, I want the shit to run in the background.
Because she in there. I want to get to know you some more. Bitch, we knew each other mad years.
Why? What the hell?
Text me tomorrow. Fuck you. What you want to know?
All right. Next random question. Jesus Christ. Nah. Wow. Okay.
I don't know how many questions it was.
I think it's the last one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you were warned to stay away from someone and you didn't listen and shit went left, do you have the right to be upset?
No.
No.
Talk. No. Answer as a woman. Don't answer as a woman with common sense. Answer as a regular woman.
Oh, answer as a woman?
No. Them. answer as women with zero logic.
All right. What? If you were told to stay away from somebody and some shit went down, depends on the somebody, because that somebody should hurt me.
There you go.
That's the answer y'all was looking for.
You asked for it.
There you go. Because, no, y'all be like, stay away. It's only because your ass cheating, and then we pull
I'm
up.
I'm screaming. And then the fact that y'all got roped into this, I do apologize.
But how do we get to cheating? Why does everything with women go to cheat?
That's all y'all do is cheat and lie.
Do you think some women deserve to be cheated on?
Yes.
No, I think there's always a spot for communication.
Actually, I'm lying. That was very asshole to me. No one deserves to be cheated on. However, I can fully understand why some people do get cheated on.
Yeah. I can understand that. Like, if you go to a woman, you're like, yo, I don't want to be here. I want a divorce. And she's like, no, she's in DeLulu. And then you're like, yo, I'm moving on. Like, I really, like, because some men be like, yo, I've been trying to divorce this bitch for 2 years. Fuck someone else that y'all haven't fucked in 2 years. Mm-hmm. Now she actually won't get out of my house. She won't accept the divorce. Yada, yada, yada. Fuck someone else.
She ain't got no lawyer.
No, she
go
ain't
cheat.
Got, mm-hmm. Listen, she ain't necessarily got to accept the divorce. That's fine. Legally separated is still a thing.
No, they don't be wanting to hurt their feelings.
No, because you can.
Because women will pull
up. Because that way you legally separated, so you don't got to worry about none of the divorce fees and none of the other shit. You go your way, I go my way, and the only time we need to revisit this shit at all is if you decide to remarry.
We're still married.
Yeah, we're still married, but I'm not fucking with you at all.
That's still cheating. You're married to me.
It's not cheating.
Now we're having a definition of cheating.
That's fine.
We're married. You out here fucking around.
I am married.
So I'm not allowed to fuck nobody else until the divorce decree comes through?
No, what I said is she's not accepting the divorce. So he said he's single. I'm like, nope.
I'm definitely single.
He's just going through something.
You can tell your bitches whatever you want to. I'm telling
the world and
ladies
the church.
And gentlemen, I'm going
to
tell you
the church and the world.
I'm going to tell you like I told this one chick in high school who did not want to end our relationship. It takes two to decide to be together. It takes one to leave the shit. So, whether if we're married, that's fine. But if we're legally separated, if I'm checked out the relationship and I don't want to be here no more,
I'm mentally separated.
We're not together.
I'm mentally separated.
You can keep saying, "Oh, I'm married," I guarantee you, I'm not wearing
but
that.
You know, but you know where men fuck up, because then women they weasel their way back in, like, "Oh, let me just give you a little bit of head." And you're like, "Oh, I'm a little drunk."
No, because see,
we are together.
No, because you try to weasel your way back in, but then my new boy head, her head is better than yours.
Matter of fact, I don't want to hear from none of you bitches. Leave me alone. I'm mentally checked the fuck out. So you trying to sprinkle? You trying to sprinkle a little head, girl? Please.
Just a little bit.
Girl, you know how many times I done tell women, "Yo, if you don't keep your head, I don't want that shit."
That's what.
If you get on my nerves, because
you know you married.
If you get on my nerves, everything is that shit. So if you try to offer me some head, I don't want that shit.
I folded your clothes.
You offer me some coochie? I don't want that shit.
I folded your uniform.
So I should let you touch me?
No, because you're my husband.
So what does that mean?
You left me. In the example juice, you said you were done with her. Yeah. She would find what it is. So you would come home. She's like, "I folded your clothes."
What do you mean come home? I'm gone. What do you mean I don't live there anymore?
She's there.
I don't live
there.
She's there. I'm not me.
Right. No. She's wherever you live.
No, she.
Because you're her husband.
No, I'm not.
You sure?
I'm mentally gone, baby. And physically, I divorced you 6 months ago.
Yeah, but physically, she's here.
But folding I'm not clothes there.
But
you come home. How are you folding clothes you go at home your house, house that I don't live at?
No, she goes to your house.
You don't know where I live.
I should figure it out.
You should figure it out.
Tells you to stay away from someone, she's going to figure it out.
Are men afraid to call the police and get bitches locked up?
I believe so.
Shit.
I would
like to reintroduce myself. My name is Jeremy. I am an avid police caller. And I have no problem with showing up to the court date. No problem. More women need to be locked the fuck up, yo.
We have strayed so far.
From Dolores Light?
That too.
Guess what? You better go to prison and find Muslim. You better be a Sunni. You better be a Sunni, bitch. Because you's divorced.
That's my husband.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's my husband.
Well, yeah, I'm getting you locked up and I'm pressing charges, bro. I'm not going to hold you.
I'm like, he did that because he loved me.
Y'all didn't answer the question.
Y'all did.
We answered, but y'all didn't.
I just told you. She going to jail.
No, not to the original question, Alex.
I'm sorry. She's still going to jail.
Okay. What was the original question again? Because I don't forgot.
It's in your phone.
Right.
I don't think that one was in the phone.
Oh, that was off the top of the dome? Pause.
Damn.
Well, she going to jail in my story. if you won't leave me alone, you're going to jail in my story.
The question was, if you told to stay away from somebody, but you don't listen, yeah. And then something happens.
That was for y'all. That one for us.
You mad at? That was for everybody.
He said that was for the women.
No,
the last one was for the women. This one was for everybody, but you told them to answer like women.
Which side are you on, nigga? Damn! Every time!
The side of right.
I'm trying to get the nigga to be on my side and have y'all fall on y'all faces.
Hey, you want to know why?
Do it.
You want to know why? Because men have no loyalty. Ooh. Liars, cheaters.
Oh, well,
that's disloyal.
Cool. That's cool. Well,
disloyal.
You ever noticed something, though? If that was
that's
true.
Crazy. We wouldn't fuck with y'all.
That too, also.
Asshole has been unlocked.
And we really don't, like, y'all say we aren't loyal, right? And I'm assuming y'all say we aren't loyal to, like, the women that we're with or whatever, for real. So cool, I'll eat that. That's fine, I don't give a fuck. That's in a romantic sense. I don't have to be loyal in a romantic sense with him. To y'all, I can betray y'all today. So what?
Yeah, but my comment was about him not having your back.
Oh, it's cool. I'm
so,
used to
so
it.
So what you're saying
These
is,
are just jokes
no,
now.
Hold on. So what you're saying is I don't believe in bro code.
I think I've said it earlier that I on this platform in another episode that I don't believe in bro code.
So if that's the case, what is girl code?
Oh, girl code is some bullshit. It's some shit that bitches pull when they do some slimy shit and they be like, "Oh, you should follow girl code," and vice versa.
So what is girl code exactly? I want to hear it. Give me the facts.
Like, what is it supposed to be?
Yeah.
Girl code is allegedly supposed to be like unspoken rules of like your girlfriend group. Heavy on the unspoken. Because I feel like women call, like, "Oh, that's a violation of girl code." And sometimes I'm like, is it though? Like, sometimes it clearly is, right?
Does girl code have an age limit?
Yeah. When you're old enough to talk about your feelings like an adult. So, I'll say 27.
So, at 27.
By 27, y'all should have some type of real. The reason I'm saying 27 is because especially for the ones that go to college. And college is still very young-minded.
Well, like, no, I'm saying does it, like, expire? Does it no longer matter anymore? Like, so at 27,
I mean, no, I mean, at I think above that, you're just kind of a fucked up person if you do some shit that somebody would. So, like, if you fuck somebody's husband, it's like, oh, that's a violation of girl code. This is a horrible, like, her morals are fucked up.
Yeah, like, that's what I don't think it would be a question of girl code.
No, that's what I'm no, but like, when you're younger, like, you fuck somebody's boyfriend, and it's like, oh, like,
you fuck somebody's boyfriend?
No, not while they were the boyfriend. Not without permission.
Excuse me?
Oh, okay. I mean, that's the other part. Because I believe in girl code. So I will go to my female friend and be like, yo, your ex, be in my DMs. And then they'd be like, I don't care. Or sometimes they're like, I do care. And if they do care, then I don't fuck them.
Now, see, bro code, when I tossed a female's picture in the group chat, say, hey, yo, does anyone happen to know this woman? My brother in Christ. Why the fuck would you do that? You remember, y'all remember that?
Amen.
Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. My man, yo, why the fuck would you put a bitch in it? Nobody knows. Yo, that's just what you do. Like, yo, anybody know this junk right here? Do anybody know her? That's what I does. I need to know. Anybody know this girl? Somebody give me the history on Stink. Anybody know her? Anybody know her from the scene? Has she ran through the Greeks?
Does it matter?
I need to know. A little bit.
Yeah, it does.
A little bit.
You grown now. Does the past matter?
Yes. No, it matters to a degree.
To a certain extent.
Yes, the past does matter to a certain extent.
But like, when women come out the woodworks for me, I get weary. Like, who sent you?
How did Jesus. You find us?
You know, why are you here? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. What you want?
The good Lord.
Like when women send like DMs, I ask, like, yo, what you selling me?
Knives.
Like, what's up for sale? Because typically it's, yo, here's a link, subscribe. And the bitch be like, here's my OnlyFans. Yo, you sending out previews? Because I'm not about to pay you for some bullshit.
All right, so look, I'm going to ask y'all, since we're on subject. If somebody comes at you, brand new person, right? You don't know them from a can of paint. But this brand new person, you're interested, and you... Like you said, you post person in the group chat doing your homework. Like, hey, anybody know Shorty? And y'all women's group chat, post nigga in the group chat. Hey, any of y'all know this nigga? What's the facts on him? Whole facts, T, whatever you want to call it. And y'all know everybody has that one friend who is a nasty motherfucker. They not necessarily slimy nasty, but like, you know, like from the stories you hear about them, they with all the shits. Like, they have thot. And that one person says, oh, yeah, that's mine. That's my old work. You still dealing with him?
Yeah, because everybody old work. Mm. The fuck I'm throwing, I'm tossing a rock into a little puddle.
Okay, so you're still dealing with him. Knowing that your homegirl, who is like one of your sluttiest of slut friends, probably the sluttiest, like, she's queen slut.
Right, so if she's the one that claims him, she's going to claim everybody. She's the queen of the slut.
She's going to get a best review.
Right, that's what I was about to say. I would trust her review. Like, as long as I'm not trying to get in a relationship with a nigga.
I'm saying, if I'm just trying to smash. I literally just said, this is a nigga you feeling, and yeah.
That don't mean I'm going to get in a relationship, well, but.
Exactly.
Okay.
See, my thing is, before I started really feeling him, my friends already seen him.
You thought I was feeling you?
And know what he looked like. Picture is
wasn't that
sent.
Your song like a year ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah. Picture was sent so everybody know who I'm talking to. And before it gets too far, if someone be like, yeah, I dealt with him. Okay, well, me and her going to have a talk. So how long ago? What was T? What happened?
What's T said?
Did y'all, like, did y'all leave off on good terms?
Is he a fuck
it's just
boy?
Like y'all fizzled off? Like, what's really good? Like, do I need to save myself right now from this disaster waiting to happen? Or are you good if I'm just trying to, you know?
I don't know. I feel like if you replace y'all with us. Niggas want to hold on to their word, so niggas not going to be honest about it. So if it's a group chat full of men and they send a picture, and like somebody be like, oh, yeah, no, that's... I don't think niggas will own up to it. Niggas won't own up to it. I think niggas will leave the group chat, hit slim. Like, yo, you fucking with my man. I feel like niggas will do that type shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But they're not going to admit it in a group.
Yeah, they won't admit it in the group chat.
I will take
so
that.
I have never been in that type of situation where I have had to admit something that, like, oh, yeah, I know Shorty, we used to fuck with each other for real. And even in, like, real life, the world, no one has ever brought a girl around that I've messed with or known, and, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how I would act.
And that's an accomplishment in Baltimore, because this place small as shit.
So I'll say I've been in a situation where not necessarily, not me, but nigga asks about a chick, and nigga pop like, oh yeah, I used to deal with shorty. What's word on shorty? Y'all good? How was things? Oh yeah, we was just, it was what it was. Thing, go ahead, do your thing. And then, to Juice's point, nigga started hitting shorty up again, like, oh, I miss you. What's going on with you?
Yeah, try to backdoor.
Right, like, bro, that's some weak ass nigga shit.
Was that a violation of God code?
I don't necessarily believe in God code, to be honest with you. The phrase God code, I don't necessarily believe in. I think even saying, hey, yo, I used to fuck with shorty, I think that's kind of backdoorish. Like, you could have kept that to yourself, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? It didn't amount to anything. It didn't blossom. None. Keep that shit to yourself, dog.
I mean, so in that sense, yo, to answer your question, I don't necessarily think it's a violation of God code, but that's kind of foul. It's not a violation of God code, but it's kind of foul. If I'm interested in a chick and I throw it out there, like, hey, look, this is somebody I'm interested in. We've been rapping for a little bit. Do any of y'all know about shorty or whatever? And then you say, yeah, I used to deal with shorty way back when. She cool peoples, whatever. You know what I mean, do your thing. And then you turn around and be like, hey, baby, I miss you. Bitch, what's wrong with you? But also,
I mean, two things can't be cool. Like, yeah, you pursue her, but then on the back end, I'm going to pursue her and be like, oh, bitch, you must be cute now.
That's hilarious.
Slide back. Nah. Or so, see, niggas be like, I saw your picture the other day.
Always.
That's fine.
You saw it where, nigga? In your time hop? Like, what's going on here?
But no, but also, to go back to what you said, I definitely believe in God code. It's certain shit, like, and in that sense, right? Like, if a nigga is asking for information,
if they're what? Repeat that verb.
If a nigga is asking,
oh, okay.
If a nigga is asking for the information, then sure, and I get said information. All right, cool. But if it's like, you know, like, we just walking around, and I happen to, and we outside, I get this, me and Juice walking, I give Liz a hug. He don't know that I know Liz, but then he sees her, oh, all right, cool. And then we walk down the street 10 feet. Yeah, y'all used to fuck the shit out of shorty. Nigga, what the fuck? That shit, that's some lame ass shit.
I mean,
I'm not going there whether it's true or not.
Like,
what you thought? The girl was like, damn, I used to fuck that nigga.
I'm from the era of don't kiss, don't tell. That's the era I'm from, right?
Don't kiss, don't tell.
Kissing, whatever. You know what this fucker's saying.
Don't kiss and tell.
And you know what? I just realized today from one of my friends that we are now, history repeats itself, right?
Of course, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And unfortunately, there are some lame-ass niggas out here who will lie to tell a story to make themselves seem like they top dog or some shit.
Buenos Aires artist. In Spanish, it's called Buenos Aires artist. Like, yeah, putting on airs.
Yeah, because you know black, so you got that. So, like, yo, like, so my homegirl was telling me today that this one nigga she used to deal with, right? And, like, he Muslim. So he going through Ramadan, he ain't doing shit or whatever. So he hit her up like two or three times trying to get her to slide. And
during Ramadan?
Yes. Oh, but she's God, like,
he's watching, sir.
But his logic is, you're not Muslim, so it don't count. So,
yo, men be having some interesting logic. So,
I know Muslim, but
that's like, yeah, you right. know, I'm Muslim, but I'm gonna eat a little bit of bacon. But anyway, but so wow, so but no, so like, so she's like, yeah, so his homeboy comes to her job. She's a bartender, so his homeboy comes to her job, and he done told his homeboy, yeah, yo. She been trying to come through and shit, but because it's Ramadan, I've been telling her, nah, yada, yada, yada.
Ooh, ooh.
So ooh. He, the homeboy, is having a conversation with her, and this shit comes up. She pulls her phones out and show him all the receipts, and he's like, yeah, this nigga been blowing me up trying to get me to come through. Mm, I'm like, yo, wow. Like, that's some lame nigga shit.
But see, it's the volunteering for me. Why you even volunteered a lie?
Why you at the bar?
God, why volunteer? I don't think the homeboy is Muslim.
Why are we volunteering the other
homeboy
at the bar?
So ooh, the Muslim nigga's homeboy. The Muslim nigga's homeboy went to my homegirl's job.
Oh, the Muslim nigga's crazy.
During Ramadan?
Yes. Yeah, so the homeboy is not Muslim. I'm assuming the homeboy is not Muslim. The Muslim nigga is the lame ass nigga.
Right. So how did they? I thought they were at the bar together.
No, they're not at the bar together. The lame ass nigga told his homeboy all this other shit.
Oh, and then the homeboy told another homeboy. So y'all be out
no,
here.
No, 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 no. The homeboy told the bartender who happened to be the girl he was trying to get come
over. Oh, I thought that
you zoned out. Yeah. It's okay, baby.
No, I was listening to the story.
You zoned out. It's okay,
but I
babe.
Missed.
It's the edible.
I missed gotta be. The part where
the big chunk, the important
yeah,
part,
the important part of the story.
The important part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I come from don't kiss and tell, right? So if I would let's say I mess with a girl I work with, the only person that it's gonna be like three people that know at work. It's gonna be me, the person I'm messing with, and her close coworker.
Not
it's
yours.
Her, not mine. Because I'm not saying a word. I'm not saying anything. Now you can assume that you know we doing whatever, but I won't. I will never confirm. Mm-hmm. I will never deny. Mm-hmm. I won't say anything about it.
Okay.
Be quiet. You gotta shut the fuck up. Please, I swear, seriously, shut up. Don't talk. Say nothing. She gave you some. Shut the fuck up. Now, you can't stop her from talking because she has a close buddy at work and they go out to drink and they go to their kids' parties together. And so she's going to share that information with her. But even that person, I'm not admitting that I did it to her. As far as I'm concerned, your girl lied. Your girl lied. We're not admitting anything. Now, if I'm trying to, you know, really be with you or deal with you like that, then and I have questions, then I'll ask.
You ask the homegirl?
No, fuck her.
Oh, okay.
I'll ask you, the girl. You know, I'll ask whatever, but I don't ask questions because I have a very I'm very in tune with shit.
Okay.
Right. I don't have to talk much to receive information. I can view. You just pay attention to people and things, and you can receive a lot, or at least what you need to know from that shit. I don't need to see. I mean, I don't need to talk to you about nothing. I'm sorry you had something to say.
No.
Go on. Yeah, I'm done because I really want to know what you have to say.
You know, you're talking about like you're able to like communicate and do all those things. Like, are you able to do that with your body? Like communicate what? Like with your body.
Body language. Okay, what is the edible doing to you?
Everything.
Yeah, because the edible is really beatboxing you right now.
Everything.
Okay, so your question is, am I able to communicate with my body?
Yes, like with your hands. Like if you couldn't use your words, you can't talk for some reason, but you're trying to convey.
I can't talk, so my so sensory.
Yes.
So I'm just touching everything. I'm blind.
What is happening?
I have no
idea.
I don't know. Okay, no, let it go.
I need an adult.
No, the rest is yours. Go ahead. I want you to give this off. Go.
So me and Kay actually want to talk about tonight because it was funny and it came up today. I used to follow this masseuse, and the masseuse now he does massages.
I did not know this is a segue you were talking about.
He does massages with his hands, right? That's how he communicates. That's how he expresses himself. It was on Instagram. His Instagram kept getting shut down. Now he's on Twitter. It has escalated up a little bit to include tantric massages
and eating coochie,
but he is not he's not fucking
on camera.
He's not fucking. So my question, Juice,
yes,
to partake in an activity as such, what would you charge per hour?
And I'm the one that's doing the rubbing.
Yes, you're communicating with your hands.
Pull up the video for him to see.
Yes, let me get a visual so I can give you my price point. I'm charging these bitches.
Before you watch
these bitches
shit,
ain't getting no discounts.
Before you watch the shit, I want you to know there's a little bit of pause moment going on in here.
What you mean?
You'll see.
Here we go.
You about to have me watch a porn?
Mm-mm. Very softcore.
Softcore porn, okay. A tantric porn.
It's just
a massage.
Okay. It's literally it is a massage. I'm looking for the right video. Oh.
All right. Yeah, turn it down.
There you go.
Damn.
There you go.
This is what I do to get you in the. Oh, and it's a big BW. Oh, I'm in there, brother. I'm in there. Okay, let me see what you. He cooking. Okay. He got his chin in her butt. He's jiggling her butt on his chin. He not fucking at all.
Nope.
I definitely want to fuck after the jiggle butt.
He
fucking. Exactly. He's fucking, bro. I'm sorry.
He's blowing the pussy. Looks
at no, he's inside of her.
No, he's massaging because at the bottom, you see his dick is not in.
At the bottom of what?
Oh, it's on the other video. He puts it like on the bed.
Okay, let's not show me that one. Okay. Now you ask me what would I charge for this
per hour?
All right, tattoo prices are somewhere between $150 and $200 an hour. $250 an hour. Cause he moving big mama.
$250 an hour.
$250 an hour.
Okay,
Alex.
Mm-hmm. $250 an hour.
What would you charge per hour? You've seen the video. Mm-hmm. What would you charge per hour?
Honestly, I don't know, yo.
It was the last profession on earth. You couldn't do shit else. That's the only option. What are you charging per hour?
Who my clientele?
You can't. No, you can't choose. It's whoever pays. It's gonna be all women. Like, well, it's whoever. I'll let it be all women. Mm-hmm. If that will make you feel more comfortable.
Discriminate around here.
Yep. So we'll give you that per hour, but you can't control the woman. This is whoever has the money.
I just want to know if like it's gonna be high in clientele. It's gonna be some poor women. Some.
Well, then there. I mean, what is your price?
You have to make your prices good enough. So
yeah. What is your price?
If you can't afford.
All right. So looking at that video, it's looking like I'm about to have a third or fourth workout going in. Yeah, I'm giving about 400, some shit like that.
400 an hour, 250. This man.
No, not 400 an hour, just like for that whole session, just $400.
Just for a session?
Just for that session.
You need all right, time. No, then it's 200 because that's a 2-hour session.
2-hour minimum.
So that's a $200. Okay. $200 an hour. So 250 and 200.
2-hour minimum.
But they're like him, I will have packages. Mm-hmm. So all right. You want the, you want the, you know, just a regular massage. I'm going to have my boxes on. Cool.
Let me give the prices, because Alex says he doesn't. I don't know if I went through the prices, but so for 2 hours, Juice is actually spot on. It was $500 for 2 hours. That's the bronze. That's just a 2-hour massage. However, if you would like for him to bathe you or give you a shower, it's $750. So it's an extra $150 to lather you up.
Okay.
The silver, it's you and your friend. It's $600 for 2 hours.
He trying to get the threesome.
Mm-hmm. $800 and there's a shower. Mm-hmm. The gold is $800 for 3 hours. That was a jump. It's $800 for 3 hours.
That was a jump.
He'll get that threesome though.
Because three times 250.
He'll definitely get that.
If
she got the balls to bring a friend, she'll fuck
gold
her and her friend.
It's $800.
Oh yes.
For 3 hours, and then the if you include the bath, is $1,050. Bondage sub new arrival. That's like the fire emojis. Anyway, that's $800 for 2 hours.
BDSM, I like
that. Mm-hmm. Platinum, which is no shorts on you or no shorts on him, $1,000 for 2 hours, and then you can add the bath, and then with the bath is $1,250. Diamond is same thing with the no shorts, but it's $1,500 for 3 hours.
That's a lot.
With the bath
money.
Is $1,750.
You're getting it though.
And then the final is like the boyfriend package, basically. Mm. It's between $2,750. And $3,500, it can last from 8 to 12 hours, which is a difference in pay. You go out, you sip wine, you can go to a movie or do some other shit. He'll give you a bath and then massage you for 2 to 3 hours with no shorts and then cuddle you.
You know what I think, though?
What's up?
I think that the boyfriend package will be my top seller.
How much would you charge for the boyfriend package? Still $250 an hour?
Not as much as him, but if a minimal of 8 hours, I'm assuming, right?
It's 8 to 12.
All right, so cool. I would, I could do $300 an hour for 8 hours. It's an 8 hour minimum.
Yes, it's an 8 hour minimum.
Got you. For $300 an hour, I can sell you a dream.
That's $3,420. That's 300 times 8. I don't know what I was doing.
2,400.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what kind of
a day's worth of work.
2,400.
Come on. It's easy.
Yeah, the 8 hour shit.
I've been selling business dreams all my life.
So like, the 8 hour shit, like, I'm starting in the morning. I'm waking up next to you.
It's 8 hours. It's wherever you start because it's only 8 hours. Yeah. So if the 8 hours start at 9, nigga, you're done at 5.
No, I'm going to let her go to work. I'm going to let her go to work.
No, but he's saying I'm waking up with you. So if you wake up with her, then it's 7 a.m. The 8 hours is done at 3.
I'm a late night boyfriend.
That's right.
No, I'm not saying what Alex.
That would be better.
Listen, late night boyfriend. It's whatever. Ooh, however she sets it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
However she sets it up. Like so if she want me to wake up with her, all right, cool. If you want me to come over after you get off of work, be on some, hey, babe, I was here waiting for you. Here go some flowers, rub your feet.
She butt naked on my couch.
All that. She yada, yada, yada.
Experience
no,
that.
No.
You right.
Not necessarily. I'm in the house already. I'm just in the driveway waiting for you to pull up. Once you pull up and then I set up everything, the 8 hours starts at 5:30.
But if that's what she wants, she wants you to be like, pull the baby boy. You jumping into character.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm getting paid, right?
Yep.
You're getting paid.
All right.
Go ahead.
And that's definitely, and then.
Deposit off rent.
A whole time.
As soon as you book.
No, see, yeah, not that
half up front.
Yeah,
if you cancel, I still.
So, what are you charging per hour, Alex?
$400, because I'm cooking and shit.
I want you to cook, niggas, and go out. Okay, go out.
Then I gotta get dressed and put on some probably.
That's what she's paying for. I just read to you the example.
That's fine. Okay, fine. I didn't.
Is it still $400?
Absolutely.
Okay, that was the question. $400 an hour.
Yeah.
What's that? Come on. No, Nick K. I'm sorry. You doing the math.
Edible is also beatboxing her as well. Yeah,
400.
400 times 8.
32.
There it is.
Well, I feel like we should be able to do that in our head.
Yeah, we all should have been.
Definitely.
I'm not.
I think that's a pretty lucrative. I could do that.
Okay.
I could do that.
So when we getting started, Jim.
I can do that.
So basically, the reason we brought this up on this podcast is so y'all know, come slide in my DMs about this. You've heard their prices.
You doing a girlfriend experience?
No, she's trying to be niggas managers.
Your boyfriend. Oh,
yeah, we're managing me.
Okay. No, we're
slide
definitely managing.
You've heard their hourly wages. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get a little Hugo juice box over here.
Okay.
You can get a little Alex, you know, you might wear that crimson and white. Can't think of two fucking
It's
colors.
Cream.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is the other color? That crimson and cream.
Yo, she just disrespected you. Right. On mother show. You let this shit slide.
I'm just saying.
Because he knows she hot. It's fine. She let it slide. It's not fine.
I asked her to see his wristband. He beat me up.
No. You wanted to you take his wristband. You asked him, I have one. You said, can you have it?
I said, hypothetical.
You asked him, could you have it?
I did. Yes, I did. Don't tell me what I said.
Nigga, you did.
As a black man, don't tell me what I said.
You would not wear it. You would have it in your collection.
As a black man, don't tell me what I said.
Go for it.
Thank you. Hypothetically.
So he would bring all of that energy on the date with you ladies. That's why he's worth the extra money.
Period.
Who,
me?
No, you're the cheap one.
Oh, what do you mean? you're paying for all this.
Yeah, but as far as prices.
Shit, baby, I got you. What you talking about? I'm going to treat you right and see you
on TV. Sorry, ladies. We got you.
Right.
We got you.
Yeah.
I prefer you to have a nigga. I want you to fill out a questionnaire.
No, tell me about that. They don't contact you. They contact us.
Okay, again, but I want y'all to have them fill out a questionnaire.
We'll talk about this off air.
Ask them about their men of their past, the things that they're accustomed to.
And what they want from you.
And if they like trash niggas,
since y'all going to be our manager, I got to make sure y'all find some good pictures to send these bitches about us.
You can send whatever you want to. If they paying the money, I don't give a fuck what they see.
Right. They not going to give a fuck what you look like. They going to be like, I like his voice.
I'm like,
listen, you can take him home. You can put a mic on him, and then you can put some headphones on and just look at him and be like, oh, that's
what you want to do, baby. It's your 8 hours.
Come on now.
It's your 8.
Gonna start a business.
It's your 8.
Hey, come on, ladies.
Niggas on the podcast admitting that we about to be gigolos. This is crazy work.
I've been saying this off mic. I have no shame in any game that I play.
Hey, there
welcome.
You go.
Welcome to our company. We got you, ladies.
What's the name of the company?
We don't know yet.
We gotta figure that out. Once we figure it out, it might be the title of this episode.
Yeah.
All right. I'm with the shits. Y'all playing.
We
are in a horrible economy right now, and I'm trying to stack up before I need it. Okay.
We could really do this.
We could really get this off. Y'all could be some madams.
It could just be called Chilling With, because we have other men on the panel, so then that's how it works. That's the name of the company, Chilling With.
Come on, here we go.
And we have other men.
Or men,
if you would like representation.
Okay, come on, men.
As well.
Niggas act like they scared of their bodies.
Niggas do not
listen,
be scared.
We don't discriminate.
They act like they scared, too.
Whatever,
of all shapes and sizes.
I ain't scared to sell a thing.
Come on now.
I sell salt to
and
a slug.
I know y'all behind me. You're just giving an experience.
Come get money.
Whatever.
We don't sell anything.
Whatever you spend on a baby.
We set up experience.
Whatever you say.
What happens
just tell
after
me, send me the leave? Address.
Right. What happens
and who
afterwards
I got to see.
Is
yeah. Once I'm gonna say I'm saying your percentages. I'm gonna be like, the man is not required to do anything but be present for 8 hours. That's it. Don't do no weird shit, bitch.
Or just gonna cost you extra.
You definitely on some pimp shit saying that.
But then do some weird shit.
Oh, it's just going to cost you extra.
Okay.
Oh, so you would do some weird shit for a little bit more.
It's going to cost you extra.
He all about getting to the bag, baby.
If you can pay, if you can play, you can pay.
Hey.
Good advice. I think on that note, I think we're done.
Bye, guys. Right. These edibles are kicking our ass.
She wanna come home with you, but my nigga, I doubt it. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone.
Yo. I got-
gotta be like my nigga chilling with you. Stack this paper, get in an argument. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Uh-huh. Fuck with him, that's the wrong guy. Cause see, man, he don't care and you'll go bye-bye. Do or die, rain or shine. This man care about his kids, man, and that's gonna be life. Can't nobody complain. They always saying exactly come around. And trust me.